It was quite amusing to me that that first song we sang has the subtitle 10,000 Reasons, because I think that's about the number of reasons I had for not doing this next bit. Just a straw poll, show of hands. How many people really like feet? Ooh, a couple. Okay, change the question slightly. How many people really, really don't like feet? A bit more. I'm one of those people. If you ask my wife, you'd find out that I can't stand them. And yet today, as we've heard in the reading, we've got this story about Jesus washing his disciples' feet. So I thought the practical thing to do is we're just going to have to wash all your feet, okay? Is it fine by you? Actually, one of the great things about being in a house group is that, or home group, is that you've got a community there who you can call on in your times of need. And I called on my brother Rob to be my glamorous assistant for this next bit. So Rob, if you'd like to come down. If you'd just like to take a seat there, that would be really useful. Now, just so that we don't make a mess, got a nice bowl. Might be a bit small. We'll work around that. That's fine. Nice towel. Nice freshly laundered. That's okay. And I've been very kind. I didn't think that it would be appropriate to wash in cold water. So we've got some nice warm water, if I can open it. Right, let's get some water in here. Not too much steam coming off there, so it shouldn't... Is this okay for you, sir? That's fine. Okay, right, we're going to wash your feet. So if I could just have... Oh, hang on a minute. There's a problem. Can anyone see if there's a problem is?
Orange laces.
Orange laces, well, that I think is a problem. Yeah, definitely. And actually, if you give the other foot, different colour socks as well. But, you know, I'm not judging. Okay, well, we'll just pray for Rob. There's a problem, because actually, in order to wash Rob's feet, I'm going to have to get to them first. And you see, in Jesus' time, when they were out walking in between the various places, they either didn't have shoes on or they had sandals on. So they didn't have all these socks and these shoes and bits and pieces. So it was actually the dust and the dirt and everything got into the feet really, really quickly. And actually what you found was there are various places in the Bible where it talks about shaking the dust from your feet and washing feet and various bits and pieces. But the first thing we need to do is get to the feet. So while I'm going to be doing the washing, could I ask you to take a shoe and sock off, please? Well, you can take both off. And in the meantime, exactly as Frieda said, we need to put this around me, but as it probably doesn't reach around my middle, I'm going to put it around my shoulders instead. And next time Frieda will be doing this. Absolutely. Okay, right, now what we need to do is wash Rob's feet. So if I can have a foot, please. Oh. Honestly, you get so many hecklers. We've got a problem, though. Another problem. Because actually, the fact that Rob's been wearing shoes and socks means that his feet are actually quite clean. So he doesn't really need to have them washed. We're going to have to remedy that. So I was thinking a lot about the fact that people would go and walk and they'd have their sandals on and they'd get the dust. And actually, a lot of the time, they'd go out and they'd get dirt from the local areas ingrained into their feet. So I thought, what better than to get some good Suffolk dirt, just in case. So... there are no worms, and I have gone through it for big stones, so hopefully that's okay. If you could just sort of put your feet on there, that would be really good. And put some more on. Okay. Put that over there. And make sure we get them rubbed in. Yeah, that's terrible. Yeah. Oh, wherever you go whatever you're doing, you're affected by the places around you. Just as we make have an effect on the places that we go, the places that we go have an effect on us. And so, if Rob had been wandering around doing walks barefoot and through the fields, he might find out that his feet were really dirty, just like that. So now we can get on to what we really came here to do, which is the washing of the feet. Okay. Right, and the drying, obviously. In case you didn't hear that, I was just having my feet washing technique commented on to make sure that I got in between the toes as well. Is that to your satisfaction? Thank you very much. If you'd like to put your shoes and socks back on, that would be great. But this was a really strange thing to do, because on the night before Jesus was killed, we find that actually he's there serving his fellow men. He's taking a very menial position, because you can't wash someone's feet stood next to them. For me to wash Rob's feet, I had to actually get down on the ground and be before him. I had to be subservient to him. And it's actually quite a strange thing for someone to do to you, because you've got to allow people to actually wash your feet. And I say, I really hate feet, and I wouldn't want anyone to go anywhere near my feet. But actually, to allow someone to do that is quite powerful. So I'd just like to say thank you very much to Rob. Round of applause. And we'll learn a little bit more about this passage when Toby comes to speak to us in a minute.